Homecoming, Veterans Day, and basketball. It's all on Tennessee Tech Today. Hello, everyone. I'm Buddy Pearson, the News and Communications Director. Thanks for joining us here on Tennessee Tech Today, where we take an in-depth look at what's happening with students, faculty, staff, research, and events on campus. With the theme, Jukebox Homecoming, festivities get underway for this year's homecoming on Monday, November 4th, with the banner contest in the RUC. On Tuesday, there'll be a Battle of the Air Bands in Derryberry Auditorium, followed by the canned food drive at Heidelberg's Pavilion on Wednesday. Thursday is set aside for Tennessee Tech Pride Day, with a pep rally slated for Friday at the Hooper Eblen Center. Tech's traditional homecoming parade will get underway on Saturday at 10:30 a.m. with Mark Burnett, Tech's Vice President for Student Affairs and Chief Diversity Officer, serving as the Grand Marshal. The Tennessee Tech Golden Eagles will then take on Jacksonville State on Saturday, November 9th at 1:30 p.m. for homecoming. Perhaps no one is more excited about homecoming than Lee Ray, a Tennessee Tech alum and currently the Chief of Staff for President Phil Oldham. So Lee, it's homecoming week. It's a lot of excitement. What do you love best about homecoming?
Oh, I think that as far as the events, the parade, of course the ball game, you know, I love my sports. I love the ball game, but the parade, you see all the work the students have put in over the last few weeks, the floats, the marching, all the pledge classes from the fraternities and sororities are fun. I think just the student organizations, and you got the homecoming court at the end and the bands, because you usually have like Jackson County or Upperman, some of the smaller schools. Not to say Upperman's small anymore, but you know, the local schools like that. So I love the parade, but I just love the fact that so many people come back. Yeah. You know, I guess we'll have about 8,000 to 10,000 usually is what we have that return and visit the campus and visit the community. And it's great that Tech still means that much to them. And you know what's interesting is you, I'm sure like you have when you roam the campus on those couple of days, you run into people who really, they didn't come back for a specific event. Nobody invited right. them back. They just decided they'd not been to Tech in 30 years and it'd be great to come. And so they just come on their own. And so many of the people are like that. And I think that's what makes you feel so positive about Tech and the university and the influence it has on people's lives.
And there's a lot of energy on campus, from the voting to the Mr. and Miss Tennessee Tech all the way through the week to when, you know, the banners in
everybody
the
on
RUC
campus gets fired up because the students are fired up and you get to, and this year it falls Halloween week, so you just keep rolling on that. But the banners in the UC, you know, voting, that goes on. I guess that was, that goes on the week before homecoming. Just all the cool stuff that happens and that gets people fired up. And usually there's a pep rally. I think this year it's on Centennial Plaza on Thursday. And then I think there's one on Friday night in the hoop.
Yep.
So that'll be great. So, and then the game, you know, and this year, of course, we had to pick a tough opponent, Jacksonville State. Not sure about that. Usually you don't do that, but that's okay. So I just think it's great. It's a reminder to all of us of what Tennessee Tech means to people, the difference it makes in people's lives, what education can do, and the great memories that people have. You know, and that's not something I think everybody in Cookeville sees all the time. But those people stay here and have four or five great years, and then they leave and go away, and they may not come back much, they may not ever come back, but they remember Cookeville and they remember Tech. Yeah. You know, and so we're a part of all these people. We're not just a part of the people that live here, but we're a part of those 80-something thousand alums that have crossed this campus, and they're out there carrying on those memories.
And when people come back this week, they're going to see all the construction that's going on, and they're going to see a beautiful campus. Facilities guys have been working really hard.
It is. They have upgraded everything. I love the planters out on Peachtree. I think Craig did that to help me out because I wanted that place looking better. The things they've done on the quad. I saw them one morning, they were planting those purple and gold pansies, and they actually had twine stretched out to make sure every row was straight, that the flowers were straight in every row. So it looks great. The campus looks great. We finally got a lot of the construction somewhat finished, the library, Bar 2 and Kittrell, so a lot of the fences are down. The university center's reopened. So I think you're starting to see how the campus is going to look, and as we know, we get that science building finished and the new fit finished. It's going to be, and we're going to redo Peachtree right after we finish the science building. It's going to look fantastic. So it's going to look great, and people are going to be so proud. I mean, I know they already are, but even more. But yes, and Craig and his crew, the facilities guys, they plan on having this place looking perfect for homecoming.
Great. Lee Ray, the number one Tech enthusiast on campus and the Chief of Staff, thanks for being with us on Tennessee Tech
today. Thanks, Buddy.
Stick around. There is more to come on Tennessee Tech Today.
More Tennesseans are turning to the state's best public university, Tennessee Tech. Tech produces bold, fearless, confident graduates who get an outstanding return on investment, who graduate with the least amount of debt in the South, who earn higher early career salaries. Tennessee Tech, just like our state, is soaring to greater heights. Tech is Tennessee. To find out more, visit tntech.edu/techistn.
Hi, this is Mary McCaskey, Director of Financial Aid and Veteran Affairs. You're listening to Tennessee Tech Today. Wings up!
Welcome back to Tennessee Tech Today. I'm Buddy Pearson. Plans are underway to recognize veterans on campus with a week's worth of activities starting on Monday, November 11th, which is Veterans Day. With us now to give us all the details of Veterans Week is Mary McCaskey, the Director of Financial Aid and Veterans Affairs. And Mary joins us now on Tennessee Tech Today. And Mary, a lot of activities coming up for Veterans Day. Tell us a little bit about what's going to be going on.
We do. We have, it is our second annual Veterans Week. We have a lot of activities going on starting Monday, November 11th, which is on Veterans Day. We're going to be having a ceremony that morning at 9 a.m. and that's going to be out in front of Jerry Whitson. We're changing it up a little bit this year. That way we don't have to redirect traffic or anything. So we're, and also to highlight Jerry Whitson and the renovation and just where our Veterans Center is located. So we're going to have a ceremony that morning, and we'll have a couple of different speakers. We've got General Dorman, who's coming, and he is actually a Tech alumni, was ROTC as well. And we have one of our student veterans, a Marine veteran, that's going to be speaking, and of course the president. So it should be a great event, and we're actually it's for the 75th anniversary of D-Day that occurred this year, so we'll be sort of commemorating that as well. So that's on Monday. Tuesday, we have reached out to departments and offices across campus just to sort of offer an appreciation. We're going to be providing them lists of all of their student veterans and also faculty and staff members who are vets and just asking that they do a little something special for them that day. We had great participation from departments last year. So that will be going on Tuesday. Wednesday, we're going to have a big block party on the quad for our student veterans. Just some good times, some offer some local resources, some chili, some cornhole, all of that fun stuff. Just a fun time for them. Thursday, we're going to be doing our student veteran organization versus ROTC, which should always be a good competition. So that'll be on Thursday, and that'll be out in the quad if anybody wants to come and watch us kind of hopefully take them down a little bit, but we'll see. But
you and Coach, I mean, you and Grimm been going back and forth
a little bit. We have a little bit, so I think we have a pretty good shot this year. But we'll see. It should be a good, healthy competition. And then Friday, we're going to be doing, we've kind of partnered with facilities on campus, and we're going to be doing a couple of different service projects and helping them out with some things. Mm-hmm. So that's, in a nutshell, what our week involves, and I think it's going to be a really great thing.
Yeah, and just how important is it to recognize these veterans and to be able to do something like this for them?
Yeah, and I mean, they probably aren't as comfortable being recognized, but, you know, our department feels like it's important for the university and the campus to kind of just get an idea of how many student veterans we have on campus. Not only that, but faculty and staff members. It's just important to highlight them, and just it's really a week and an opportunity to thank them, you know, for their service.
Talk a little bit about the Veterans Affairs Office. I know you guys have really made a lot of strides in the last few years, adding the Veterans Center and starting up, you know, Veterans Week and things like that. You know, it just seems like there's a lot of momentum going to help veterans right now.
We do. And we are really fortunate to have a university that supports so strongly our veteran and our dependents and just any military affiliated student. Really, we're kind of like a one-stop shop almost for them. They usually see us before they've even applied to the university. So we see them all the way from a recruitment standpoint to just helping them continue and be successful throughout their time here in college. We help them through the transition just from maybe military to civilian. We help dependents a lot. We help them with their GI Bill and with any sort of VA benefits. So that's why I say we're really kind of a one-stop shop. We even help with like their FAFSA, you know, if they have financial aid questions, we really help with a lot in academic counseling and all of those things, just providing them the resources they need to be successful.
And how many veterans are there on campus?
So that's a little tricky because of, you know, that veterans obviously don't have to self-disclose, but of the ones that we're tracking, there's probably around 250.
Okay.
But then if you add all of the dependents in that we're taking care of too, that's another few hundred. So we do serve a lot of students.
I guess it's probably very gratifying when you see the veterans come on campus and they're making this transition from the military to college life, and then they make that transition and then you see them graduate and go on and have a civilian life after
right.
the military.
It is gratifying and it is neat to kind of see how far they come, you know, from the moment that they come up here, the first week or prior to classes starting, to have an opportunity to kind of put that honor cord around them and just see them graduate. It's a beautiful thing.
Great. Is there anything else you want to tell us about the Veterans Affairs Office or maybe the activities that's going to be happening as far as Veterans Week?
No, I think I've covered it, but I would encourage everyone to come out, and we are going to have some flyers up around campus and things. So just if you see an event that you're interested in checking out, we just encourage folks to come on.
Great. That's Mary McCaskey, the Director of Financial Aid and Veterans Affairs, with us on Tennessee Tech today, and we're looking forward to a great Veterans Day ceremony and a great Veterans Day week here on campus at Tennessee Tech. Mary, thanks so much for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, Travis Williams is a veteran who attends Tennessee Tech, a graduate of nearby Upperman High School. Williams will be speaking at Tech's Veterans Day service on Monday, November 11th. And joining us now is Travis Williams, who served the United States in the Army and is now part of the National Guard. First of all, Travis, first let me thank you for your service to our country, and thank you for being a part of Tennessee Tech.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
So what brought you to Tennessee Tech?
I'm originally from this area of Buffalo Valley, and as far as I've always heard and growing up around, Tech has been an awesome school, very military-friendly, great programs, and I wanted to come here. It's close to home, and attend, you know, a super military-friendly school, because some just are not.
Yeah. Now, where did you go to high school?
Upperman.
Okay, went to Upperman High School. So when you graduated from Upperman, you immediately wanted to go into the military?
Yes, there was nothing else I wanted to do.
And what was that experience like for you?
Some days it was a blessing, some days it was a curse, and bittersweet. I loved it, absolutely loved it. It was some of the best days of my life, the best friends I've ever met. Some great experiences that I could never take back. So, and I feel like it has set me up for success in the future.
So what was it like being in the Army as far as active duty?
Active duty in the Guard, like that's what I'm seeing right now. So active duty and the Guard are just two separate things to me. Active duty, you know, that's like your lifestyle. Like you have to pretty much give 100% of your life to that. And every day you're on like on a, you know, a regimented schedule, you're doing the same things, you're training all the time. So it can be like rigorous at times, like you're always like, we were in the field all the time, training all the time. So it's kind of hard to like have a family life or not. But as far as active duty, I would by far, like I loved active duty. That was the best time of my life.
Yeah, now how long were you in the Army?
So 7 years. And then, now, since I transitioned to the Guard, I guess I'm going to keep my time rolling. I'm not really sure how I'm going to do that, but I might stay, I might not. I'm not sure yet.
Mm-hmm. Now, were there any tours of duties that you were a part of?
So I was first stationed in Germany, and then I went from Greffenburg, Germany, over to Fort Campbell, Kentucky. Then I went from Fort Campbell to Fort Hood, Texas. And then Fort Hood, Texas, that's when I deployed to Kuwait, and then I deployed to Syria.
What was it like being over there?
Hot as... It's unbelievably how hot. I never, as many days I had sat in like 130 degree temperature where I was praying for it to get to 100 degrees at night. Syria was a super different experience because we were amongst the first troops there of the conventional forces. So, of course, you had like your Rangers there at the time, the 75th guys, and you had like your Green Berets, and then they needed in the cavalry were the troops, but company size, they needed two different companies to go up there to be the reconnaissance effort for the 5th group, and so they chose ours. Mm-hmm. And so it was a pretty awesome experience, especially now that you see everything going on at this time, because I was tracking all that before, you know, before everybody even knew about it. So that's pretty cool.
So you come home and you decide to go back to school or to go to school for the first time, and you decided to come to Tennessee Tech. What was the process like working with the Office of Veterans Affairs?
So I had to work with the office while I was at Fort Hood, Texas, over email and on phone calls. So I was pretty stressed, not with them, but I was stressed myself, because at the time I was like, oh my goodness, like I'm gonna fail the deadlines. I don't know what's gonna happen, but they were like super helpful. I never missed one deadline, not at all. They reach out to me. They made sure I was tracking every single thing possible, and they set me up for success. I didn't fail at all, so it was very. They were very helpful.
And now, how long have you been on campus, or how long have you been in school?
Since the start of the semester.
Okay, so you're pretty much a freshman.
Right, like I'm oldest freshman in my class right now for like all my classes. It's just that's kind of weird.
So what's it been like making that transition from military to college life?
I'm kind of getting into pace now, but it was very difficult. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I was much older than most of the kids in my class, and then different life experiences. You know, just everything just, I took, you know, pretty much like a 9-year break and trying to learn math after that so long, you know, I just was not very good. I'm getting in there now. I'm slowly like moving into pace and everything like that. So it's better now.
Yeah. What are you majoring in?
So I was doing wildlife.
Okay.
But I recently changed it to legal studies. I want to do pre-law. I'm more interested in law and politics than anything else at this point.
Okay. What do you want to do with that?
I want to be a lawyer.
Great.
I want to do criminal law.
Awesome. So do you think Tennessee Tech's going to be able to accommodate your needs for that and set you up to be able to do that?
Oh, definitely. I actually reached out to a friend that's a lawyer in Mississippi, and we talked to him like in depth about the program up here, and he said absolutely they set you up for success, and especially for your law schools and stuff like that. So
yeah.
Tech has a good program for that.
Well, great. Well, we certainly appreciate your service to our country, and glad to see you on campus. If you had any advice to give to any veterans that are out there that's considering college, what would that be?
Absolutely, just don't hesitate to reach out to like the Veterans Affairs Department at Tech. They're more than willing to help out. They have like the lounge center and stuff like that, and they have like, you know, Kylie and Mary and Luke. They go above and beyond to help you out, especially if you don't know anything. Like I didn't know anything, how to register for classes, and they walk me through every step. And then after that, I mean, I guess my only other piece of advice is just take one day at a time, like I had to do. And if you need help, reach out for it. So.
Well, I do know that you're going to be speaking at the upcoming Veterans Ceremony. What do you plan on speaking about?
I'm just going to cover pretty much basically a quick brief history of what Veterans Day is. And it's also they wanted to cover the 75th anniversary of D-Day within that. And that's also the Marine Corps birthday. So I'll give like a brief some information on Armistice Day and how it came to be, a brief history off myself, and then and what the Veterans Department means to me, and just you know and try to express as much appreciation to the other veterans that are around at that point at that moment.
All right. Well, we look forward to that on Monday, November 11th. That is the Veterans Day ceremony here at Tennessee Tech. Travis Williams, a member of the United States Army and National Guard, thank you so much for being with us. And again, thank you for your service. And man, good luck in your freshman year at Tennessee Tech.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.
More Tennesseans are turning to the state's best public university, Tennessee Tech. Tech produces bold, fearless, confident graduates who get an outstanding return on investment, who graduate with the least amount of debt in the South, who earn higher early career salaries. Tennessee Tech, just like our state, is soaring to greater heights. Tech is Tennessee. To find out more, visit tntech.edu/techistn.
Hi, I'm John Pelfrey, Tennessee Tech men's head basketball coach, and you're listening to Tennessee Tech Today, Wings Up.
It is officially basketball season at Tennessee Tech. The Golden Eagle men and women tipped off earlier this week with exhibition games at the Eblen Center. The women open up at home on Tuesday, November 5th against Cumberland University. Meanwhile, the Golden Eagle men, well, they open up the 2019-2020 season under first-year head coach John Pelfrey at Western Kentucky on Tuesday as well.
So Coach Pelfrey, I know you were hired in April. How's the transition been, and are you settled in and ready to go now?
Well, it's been great. Really has. We've, Colin Cookville home. My whole family's here. My two children were in school at Alabama, and they both going to finish their education here at Tennessee Tech. And my daughter's actually on the girls' team. My son helps us out here in the office. He's a manager. So it is good. We're all settled with that. And now it's about the business of building our basketball team and serving this community. So we got a lot of work to do in both of those areas, but we're excited about it.
I know you're able to tip off the season at Purple Palooza against Bryan College in an exhibition. Tell us your thoughts on that game.
You know, I thought it was an unbelievable environment. It was awesome. It was a lot of fun. There was a lot of energy in the building. I know our guys were excited to play against somebody else and in their uniforms, you know, and a little popcorn popping in the arena. So there was a lot of excitement, probably some nerves too. Certainly Bryan College came out and played a really challenging first half, and really probably about the first 3 or 4 minutes of the second half as well. Did a very good job, very well coached. You could tell they played a couple more games than we had. They were a little more confident in some of the things they were trying to do, system and scheme-wise. But, overall, I was pleased with our guys. I thought we kept battling. We played a lot of people. We probably won't have the luxury of playing that many players in a game. We'll have to get us down to a set rotation of 9 or 10 guys. But we had 25 assists in the game. We kept playing and competing. There were some good things out there. And I think, for us, we need these evaluations. We need these games. It's a really good way to get better, and as long as you pay attention, learn all your lessons.
So I know this is a young team. I'm sure this is a team that you're getting to know and that's getting to know each other. Just tell us about some of the players that the Golden Eagle fans will get to know as they see more of.
Well, it is a good group of guys, and I enjoy being around them. I think we do have, we got 10 freshmen, sophomores, so we have the opportunity to build a strong foundation here moving forward. So in year two and year three, we should have some very confident, really good basketball players. And then obviously we need to do a good job recruiting and bringing some talented guys behind them to kind of fill different roles. But, right now in our sophomore class, the guys that have kind of done some heavy lifting are Junior Clay and Hunter Vick. Jerry Sherfield and Garrett Golday both got into the game the other night. In our freshman class, Keyshawn Davison had a big night at the point guard spot and scored a bunch of points for us. We're excited about him. He really is a skilled basketball player, has really good vision. Tawante Williams is another freshman from Chicago who played almost 20 minutes a game, but you can see he had 11 points, 7 rebounds, 2 or 3 assists, a couple steals. Like, he can do a lot of different things, a talented player. Dane Quest didn't get as many opportunities as the other, but he's another young man who has really good potential. He's got size. He's kind of a guard with his ball handling. Our starting center was Amadou Silva. He has, he's only a sophomore, but he's come in and worked really hard. And along with, Hunter Vick, Kay Croslin, Junior Clay, he's our only first-year player that's come in here and earned trust and respect and been named captain. So we're very excited about him. He's completely bought into culture and what we want and worked very hard. And he's going to be an outstanding leader for us. So there's a lot of first-year guys. Darius Allen was another young man who had some explosive plays for us, the transfer from Baylor. So I think, like you said before, just like our fans are going to have to learn some of our new faces, we're all learning about each other every single day.
Sure. And I know with Bryan College, that was an exhibition, but you officially tip off the season at Western Kentucky, a team that's pretty good. Just talk a little bit about that matchup.
Yeah, we're excited about our home-and-home series. Western Kentucky will be coming back to our place next year. So the unfortunate part for us is we got to go up there this year. And they've got an outstanding basketball team. Obviously, Rick Stansbury is a terrific coach. They're picked to win Conference USA this year. So it'll be a great challenge for us. Looking forward to it. It's going to be a great environment. Dill Arena is fantastic. And certainly for me, I understand it all too well, having competed against Western Kentucky when I was at South Alabama and they were in the Sun Belt with us. So we should learn a lot about the game. It's going to be exciting how our guys respond on the road against a really good team with a big crowd.
We'll talk a little bit about the Ohio Valley Conference. I know you had a chance to go to OVC Media Days. And how do you think the OVC is going to stack up this year?
Well, I think first and foremost, you got a really competitive league. There's a lot of good coaches. There's a lot of good players. The two giants are Murray and obviously Belmont, who have had success over an extended period of time. Different coaches still being able to do the same thing. I guess not so much Belmont with Coach Bird now retiring, but because he was there for a long time, winning 803 games. But Casey's done very well at Lipscomb, and having played there, he'll give them really good continuity. You know, the other two schools I think in the league that are starting to get some continuity is Jacksonville State and Austin Peay. Both those coaches are outstanding. Matt Figger was actually a part of my staff at South Alabama and at Arkansas. So we got a lot of respect for these guys. And I think, you know, there's a lot of work to be done. I think they picked us 12 of 12, which is fine. We know where we are, and there's no place to go but up for us. So we're excited, and, you know, and we're not externally motivated by those things, but I think those things sometimes can put a chip on your shoulder. But our great challenge is to be internally motivated. What type of team do we want to become? What type of player do our guys, they have to make a decision how they – what standard are they going to set for themselves on a daily basis, you know, and that's their challenge every single day, and that's what we got to grow and build towards.
John Pelfrey, the first year head coach of the Golden Eagle men's basketball team. Good luck to you this season, and thanks for being with us.
No, I appreciate you guys' time. Thank you.
And that's going to wrap up Tennessee Tech Today for this week. Be sure to check out the T2 website at tntech.edu or check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Until next week's show, be bold, fearless, and confident. Wings up, everybody. We'll be right back.